God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our theme for the day as we begin our sermon series on prayer is, what happens when God seems deaf? What happens when it seems like our prayers that we offer to God seem to go unheeded? Is God really listening to our prayers? And that question may come across your mind. Well, today we're going to try to answer that question as we take a look at a little bit of God's Word here. But first of all, let me start off with a joke, a little bit of a humorous joke, sort of set the stage and use it as a little bit of a teaching tool. There was a Lutheran farmer in Iowa who lived near a river. And it started raining and raining and raining, and obviously the river started overflowing. And he was a little distressed about this. He was distressed because he lived near the river and his livelihood is in the crops, and they also were being affected by the river overflowing. But being a good Lutheran, he said, I'm just going to put my faith and trust in God. God will deliver me. Well, the water started coming up to the farmer's house. He started getting a little concerned, but he knew his faith. He knew what he believed. And so as he's standing there on his front porch watching the water getting deeper and deeper, a boat comes up. And the man in the boat says, jump in, I'll take you to safety. But this good Lutheran farmer says, I believe in God and God will deliver me. Well, the man in the boat said, that's fine, and he went off. The boat goes away and the water keeps rising. The farmer eventually goes up to the second floor because the whole first floor is being flooded. And he has his faith and trust in God. But another boat comes by. The other person in this other boat comes by and says, jump in and I'll save you. And the farmer says, nope, I will put my faith and trust in God and God alone. The boat goes away. The water keeps rising. Now it's up to the roof and he is standing on the roof. And now a helicopter comes by. It drops its ladder and the pilot yells out, climb on the ladder and I will take you to safety. The farmer says, nope, I will put my faith and trust in God. God will deliver me. The helicopter goes away. The waters keep on rising. The result, the farmer drowns. The farmer goes to heaven. And God sees him and says, you're here a little early. What's the problem? And the farmer says, you weren't listening to God. I was praying to you to deliver me. And you let the floodwaters continue to come. The rains were still coming. I put my faith and trust in you, and you let me down. And God said, what do you mean I let you down? I sent you two boats and a helicopter. Now, I'm sure we probably have heard, some of us have heard this joke before, but it's a wonderful opportunity to teach about prayer. Because God has an answer. But it wasn't the answer the farmer was looking for. When we pray to God and it seems like our prayers are going answered, what's one of our first conclusions we might come up to? Well, maybe God isn't listening. Well, I'm here today to tell you that God is listening. God is answering prayers. But there's a problem here. The problem's not with God. The problem is with us. So we're going to do this a little bit of this teaching time of prayer. And we have to remember, prayer begins where? See, too often we start thinking, okay, prayer begins when I have a need and I have a concern and I'm going to tell it to God. Well, that's a nice starting point, so to speak, but it's the wrong starting point. You see, the reality is prayer begins with God's promise of mercy toward us. Prayer doesn't begin with any human effort. See, sometimes we might think that prayer is just something we do to keep on pestering God. You know, like these little kids sometimes. They really want something. And so they'll keep on bugging mom and dad saying, Mom, can I have this toy? Mom, can I have this toy? Or, you know, you go to the grocery store and you're wanting to check out. And what do? They put all that candy there. All that chocolate. And the little ones go, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? And they keep bothering you and bothering you and bothering you. And then how much determination do you have? Do you give in or do you sit there and say no? Well, I'll leave that one up to you. But prayer does not begin with us trying to bother or pester God. Prayer actually begins with God and His mercy. You see, we have to remember God's mercy. Without God's mercy, we are dead. Let me explain it this way. Because of our sinful nature, we have fallen away from God. Because of our sinful nature, God really doesn't want us around. He doesn't even want to listen to us. We shouldn't even exist. But because of God's mercy, He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to atone for our sin, so that God doesn't look at us with angry eyes anymore, but with loving, caring eyes. Eyes filled with mercy. Eyes that now look at us as His people, as His dearly beloved children. And as a good parent, He listens to His children. But does He always give them exactly what they want? Well, no. Like the parent who's trying to check out with their kids in the aisle and they're looking at the candy saying, I want this one, this one, this one, this one. The answer is no. You might be able to pick one or you might get zero. It's not what the child wants, is it? No. The child wants it all. At least if they were like me when I was little. But just because we don't get everything we want doesn't necessarily mean that God isn't listening to His people. God listens to His people because of His act of mercy. Because God is listening and He gives us His word, that's that first part of communication. You see, we got to remember something very important about prayer. Prayer is communication. Too often we fall into another prayer trap, so to speak. It's sort of like the shout and run. You know, we shout our prayer to God and then we run. What kind of relationship would that be? It's only one-way communication. It's almost as bad as sermons. You know, in sermons we don't have too much dialogue here. It's just one-way communication going out. You can handle that for maybe about 10, 20 minutes, but beyond that, you might be thinking, wait a minute, I'd like to say something in return to this. And so if you'd like to actually dialogue more about prayer, we're having a Bible study right after this worship service downstairs in our fellowship hall, in which we will be talking more about prayer and this particular topic for today, When God Seems Deaf. Enough of my commercial. Okay, let's get back to God's promises here. God promises to listen. He knows all things. He knows what's going on in your heart. And He listens because of the promise He made. You are His dearly beloved children through baptism into Christ Jesus. Because of that, God listens to our prayer. So now, what happens when, again, it doesn't seem like things are going our way? When it seems like things are going against us? When it seems like things are really going bad against us, when it seems like the whole world is going against us. Life is sometimes miserable. Did God forget about me? Did God forget about His love for me? And the answer is no. You see, sometimes we have to realize that we are not the all-knowing God. No one's in shock yet. Well, take a look at your prayers. You see, sometimes we almost think we're the all-knowing God. Let me explain it this way. How many times in our prayers do we just have directives for God? God, you need to handle this. God, you need to do this. God, do this for me. Like the farmer in my little joke here. He had his answer on how his crops were going to be saved. He had his answer on how his life was going to continue. God, knowing all things, had a different way. Who's right? I hope or pray that we say, well, God's right. He knows all things. But how come when in the midst, when we are that farmer, so to speak, when we are in the midst of devastation, Do we not throw our spiritual temper tantrums with God and saying, God, you have to do things my way or I'll get upset and I'll leave? Be careful about that. God is in control. He does have mercy. Do we not believe He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins? He loves you that much. Of course He's going to listen. And of course He's got a plan. You just may not understand the plan. And that can be okay. And let me illustrate with what God has done to give you an idea of the plan. And to give you an idea of how when something happens, we don't really realize, but later we may realize it. Let me take you back to the moment of the crucifixion. When Jesus was on trial, unjustly, when Jesus was being tortured, unjustly, when Jesus was finally nailed to the cross, unjustly, the words that Jesus says as after He carries His cross and is being mocked by and rejected by people, He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's sort of burying His soul. He's in pain and He's in agony. You also may have had similar words to God. Did Jesus lose His faith? Some people would speculate, yes. I'm going to say no. He is God. He didn't lose His faith. He knew the plan. Because then what was the next words out of His mouth or a little bit later? To His loving, caring Father, even though He just got through being tortured, in the midst of great pain and agony, being the Son of God, and He is suffering for a bunch of sinners. He could have just willed Himself off the cross and saying to you people, enough of your sins, deal with it yourself. But no, He loves you so much. He said to His Father, into your hands I commit myself. And He gave up His spirit and died. At that moment, anyone who had any positive connection with Jesus was probably in tears, seeing the suffering, thinking, how could God do that to him? How could God do that for us? But a strange thing happened. 3 days later, He rose from the dead. And now the Christian church has a different tune. Because of His resurrection of the dead, we know we have the forgiveness of sins. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we also know that we also will rise from the dead. Because of His resurrection, we have eternal life. Because of His love for us. Now the church celebrates for over 2,000 years that wonderful event, which at the time that Jesus was dying on the cross, we would have been weeping and gnashing and saying, God, where are you? God could have done something different. But if you want the free gift of salvation, you want that unconditional love, we better thank God He did it His way and not our way. We need to remember we are not God. Prayer is that conversation. So let's have that conversation. Let's just not dictate to God, these are your instructions. Instead, yes, we're supposed to name the concerns that are on our heart. Amen to that. But then, with any conversation, we need to listen. So how do we listen? Does God use email, faxes, or a regular U.S. post office? The answer is no. God uses His Word, that Bible. I know sometimes we're expecting this big burning bush in front of our front lawn to be on fire with a special message from God. He did it for Moses. But He has given us His Word. A word that we can listen to, a word that we can read. Sometimes we want something really dramatic. But He has given us the truth of His Word. A word that is so precious, It is proclaimed here at Trinity, not just at the church, but also in our early childhood care center. A word that saves. A word that says, yes, God listens. A word that says we have a loving, nurturing God. A word that says God does really care about you. Yeah, there's going to be some things in your life you're not happy about. There's going to be some very frustrating moments in your life. But doesn't mean that God has turned a deaf ear to you. He is out there. He loves you. He cares for you. There's a typical cliche. If you feel distant from God, who moved? We have to remember what the next season in the church is all about. As we close off the season of Pentecost, we move into the season of Advent. And Advent is preparing for Christmas. And at Christmas, we remember one of the names of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God's promises doesn't change. He loves you. He gave up his own self for you. He listens to you. So if we ever question, is God listening? The answer is yes. If we ever feel that God seems to be deaf to our prayers, we have to ask ourselves, the second point here is that prayer is really designed for us to listen to God's word, communicate, yes, what's on our thoughts, our minds, but then also to conform to whose will. Let me ask you, who's God? Are you God, giving him instructions? Or are you a faithful follower of God who says, here I am, Lord. Help me out understand. What is your word and how does it speak to me in my current situation? Now we are on the right path. So this day we give praise and thanks to God that he has given us this gift of prayer. It's truly a blessing we have to be able to communicate with our Lord, to offer him our prayers and petitions, and to receive from him strength, mercy, love, and forgiveness as he conveys that to us in his holy word. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.